intermission. If you can't take the heat, then stay out the kitchen. Just spitting cold facts, ain't nobody dissing. You're gonna see things clearly in night vision.
Welcome to KV. KV, the best podcast in the world. I'm gonna start. Every month's gonna be a KV. Yeah? That's my promise to you. Every month's gonna be a KV. Yeah? Cause it's me. Don't worry, it's me. Yeah? I ain't keeping up, but every month is gonna be a KV and straight into it. People are comparing. Who? Van Dijk to Rio Ferdinand. And some even think he's better than Rio. Who? I don't even have to pronounce his name. Van Dijk, Van Dirk, the Liverpool centre half. Who said that? That door creak was mad. Tell me you heard the door creak, because that's what it was. Who said that? Because I ain't seen him do nothing in the league. He ain't won no league. He ain't lift no title. He ain't lift no Champions League. I'll have to do a little research on that, but as far as I'm concerned, he ain't lift no Champions League. Real's done all of that. You lot need to stop comparing, yeah? Stop comparing these new heads with the old heads. And the new heads ain't even done nothing. Couple goals and skills over a few seasons and all of a sudden. Do you get what I'm saying? They ain't even winning their league in their... They ain't even winning in their domestic league. But yet still you lot are comparing them to legends. Come on, man. It's like the whole flipping R9 situation. Bruv, who told you that CR7 and Messi's better than R9? Who told you like that? Then I'm seeing, oh, well, where's my man's Champions League? What the fuck? Come on, bruv. All right, come on. So after Champions League, then what is it? Does it finish at Champions League? Cool, my golden cup of Champions League. Save. No, sale no more. Where is your World Cups? That's all I want to know. Where's your World Cups? I don't want to hear nothing. I don't want no stats. Yeah, I don't want no heat maps. I don't want nothing. Yeah, I don't want no goals. No anything. I don't want to know where's the World Cups. Then you lot are going to come and talk about, oh, look at the team they had. And yeah, cool, no problem. But Barcelona, when they was doing their thing, they had the best teams as well. Couldn't touch them. Get me? So, same thing, really. Like, where's the World Cups, bruv? Like, don't. Until you tell me, and then you're gonna come up with things like, oh, so and so won a World Cup, and but he's not considered as a GOAT, cuz. Yeah, we're talking of GOATs. Where's your GOATs World Cup? I know Maradona's. My dad's GOAT's got a World Cup. Maradona, he's got. My GOAT's got a World Cup. R9. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So. You get me? It's kind of sticky. But I ain't really talking until I see World Cups. Zidane people, they could talk to me. Ronaldinho's people, they could talk to me. When I say they're people, I mean the fans. Like, you get me? Like, we can go back and forth. Do you get me? But without no World Cup, because you can't come to the party and you got a gold medal around your neck. Come to the party and you ain't got a gold medallion around your neck, guys. You're fucking fraudulent, brother. Are you mad? Are you mad?
I have to get my flipping stepdaughter to lock the door. I ain't got a lock on the inside. Get me, because flipping. If you're on my snap, you will see that flipping LLK underscore.
Man will just kick off the door if you don't want to let man out. Simple. Think I'm an idiot. Get me?
But Leon, you're never getting out. But Leon, you're never getting out. Why don't we just kick off the door and on? You're chatting.
Anyway, listen. Man's got a studio. That's what I'm telling you now. Yeah?
KV's and Marcus, man's got a little studio for KV. Might be a little recording studio. Video, gonna see KV live. Shit, man, gonna get chill.
Should Arsenal sell Ozil? Good question. It's a sticky one still. But if we can shot him and get a couple players, do you get me? Because he ain't really doing it like that, though. A couple times he's done, I ain't gonna lie. Do you get me? And when he does do it, he looks... Do you get me? But come on, man. Like, if you're meant to be our main man, like, man's meant to be looking to you, top four, you get me? Pulling us together, getting us across the line and opening up teams and scoring crucial goals and... Like, but, bruv, you ain't, it ain't really happening like that. Like, and when I'm saying it, I'm happy that man's got this new little studio. You know I got a little studio now, innit, for KV? Come on, oh, shit. All right, listen, that's what I said KV's going to be every month because, boy, man's got a little studio for KV now, so man's going to be doing this recording thing and all that. Hey, listen, KV, this is KV, hashtag KV, the best podcast in the world. But listen, Ozil. As much as I like it when it's happening and when you're doing stuff, it don't happen enough. Do you get me? I'd shot him, you know. Serious. No banter. I'll shot him. And just buy two kids, up and coming kids that are wavy. And just let them run the riot in the league. Do you get me? Something like that. Or a decent, known builder that does his thing. I don't know, man. I don't know. Me, personally, I'd shot him. Can't be doing that 3 out of 10 games and all them things there, bro. And you want him certain wages and all that. Are you freaking mad, cuz? Cuz, like, come on. Like, look. Last night, even. Against Napoli. It weren't hot stuff. Them games there, he's meant to be popping. What's he on? 300 a week, 350, 320. He's meant to be popping at that game there. He wasn't popping. Ramsey was more than him, and we're letting Ramsey go. Fucking fraudulent cuts. What is your favourite Gianfranco Zola story? I tell you, listen to this, yeah? There was like, when he first came in, he had some sort of like, thing that he done after training that he always got two bags of balls or a bag of balls or whatever, yeah. And just lay them across the box and just whip them in, like one if left footed, right footed, it didn't really matter. And the kit man at that time, Aaron Lincoln, was saying, this was the next day, this is the first day he came in. Kid man Aaron Lincoln was saying, when he was taking free kicks, I couldn't tell which way the ball was going into, like, penalty spot wise, and then it started dipping. And I was like, bro, you know how mad that sounds? So anyway, you know me, fuck that. I said, what? I'm going out there, because obviously he's going to try and do this thing again, yeah? And this time it got round like the changing rooms and this, that, and the other. So there was a couple of people watching out from the flipping, if you know the old Harlington flipping changing ground. Yeah. You know, like there's windows and that you can stand, like you could have stood on and looked out from the windows underneath. So people were kind of looking and this, that, and the other. And man, I stood behind the goal with Aaron. it was mad because it's not like you couldn't tell what it was, what way it was going, but if he wanted it to go a next way, it would have went that way. Do you get me? Bro, if you saw the whip and dip on the ball, now, man might be thinking, like, what's this story? Like, people who can kick ball and know who can bend balls and whatever, this, that. If you saw the whip and dip on this ball, one of the most craziest things I've seen in football, bro. Trust me. I've never seen dip and whip, a man put dip and whip on a ball like Gianfranco Zola. That's basically what Aaron was trying to say, the whip and dip, like he was saying, he couldn't actually tell what way the ball was going to be going from when it left his foot until it got to like the penalty spot and then it started dipping. Whatever way he wanted it started dipping. But trust me, that's probably the craziest Gianfranco Zola story I've heard and seen. Been there, you get me? Cause I ain't chatting no man's thing, going, yeah, because yeah, and talking off the next man's chat. No, I was there. Yeah, I was there. You know when it hits and it, because the ball's still curving, bro. The ball's still spinning. You get me? When the ball hit and it hit the floor, mad. Adam Johnson is free after serving a sentence. Has he got a future in football after what he did? Boy, man have done worse and have come out. Do you get me? Man have done worse and have come out and they've got flipping futures in football. Man have done worse. There are men that have done worse than what he done. He's one was just flipping glorified. Do you get me? Prescott hold of it. He had a couple of big moves on that, and it just backfired kind of. But yeah, he's got future in football, definitely. Now, you man, I'm trying to do the podcast, yeah? And you man are calling me outside. Tell her, Tasha. Tell her. Think you're some jolting. Man's trying to do a podcast and make some peas off the podcast. And you're out there screaming and shouting, cuz. This is KV in line with Shooting Defense. The best podcast in the world. What is your take on the anti-racism campaigns? I'll just say scrap them, cuz. Because they ain't really doing nothing. You get what I'm saying, though? Do you feel me? If I'm just gonna talk the truth, yeah, as a black kid as well, like, they ain't doing nothing. They've been rallying on for years because I ain't seen no change. That's even worse than ever. Now they're saying funding and all them stupid. Oh, bro, come out of it. Scrap that, cuz. Stupidness. You know how long kick your ass been going on? And now we're at all-time high with this racism team. Scrap them. Close them all. Simple. Build up a new one. Build up a new... Well, you might think I'm joking. Build up a new team that does something for the for victims or whatever. Yeah? But the all these ones that are going on now, they're just frauds. Fraudulent. Tell me what Kick It Out has done. Bar make couple t-shirts. What they done? I'ma just be real with you. What they done? Nothing. They ain't done nothing. I'll bet you they've collected peas though. I'll bet you they've collected peas. Ain't nothing popped off from there from their little foundation, what they made. Ain't nothing going on. Scrap them things, brother. It's stupidness, bro. Honestly. These men like these men don't care. They can't.
Because you could, if you give me the peas, something's gonna go on. Simple. You get me? Something's gonna go on. Yeah? There won't be no racism in Serbia because something's gonna go on. Yeah? Things will be in place. Do you get what I'm saying? To where if it happens, you're gonna be fined or suspended or whatever. Points to. Some, man will push for something. These man, they ain't doing nothing, cuz. All they're doing is talking. They're going on show with their flipping suit and tie and chatting. Do you know what I'm saying? Just chatting, bruv. Make me sick. Would you punish teams whose fans racially abuse footballers? You don't come up with the right questions. But I don't, like... Boy. It's a sticky one still, because I was just going to say deduct points on a mad flip-out team. But you can just have some idiot, yeah, or some gang from some next club, yeah, in with some next fans racially abusing, trying to deduct points for somewhere. Well, you can't really... It's sticky. It's sticky. Do you get me? Because I know if I was in that circle of, like, you get me? Rolling around, grind, watching games and fighting and this, that, and the other. Boy, man will dress up in the next man's clothes, go in the stadium, you get me? Pretend like I'm cheering for their fans and just racially abuse everybody. Whites, blacks, Asians, Turkish man, Greek man, Cypriot man, everybody's getting racially abused just to get their points deducted, bruv. Do you get me? So it's sticky. Fine, same thing, sticky. But something has to be done. What's gonna be next, bruv? Man, there's gonna be bananas being thrown on the pitch. What's next? Man might throw a chain on the pitch on this slavery, trying to man remind man of slavery. I don't know, bruv. Something needs to stop now. Simple, yeah? Because he's mad at the moment. Oh, like, what's the guy's name there? At Juventus. They were saying it was his fault. Bruv, he's there doing his job on the field, kicking balls, scoring goals. Like, where is it his fault? His own player said this, I think. Like, I don't know. Something needs to be done. Yeah? Something needs to be done. But like I said, fining and deducting points and all that, it's a sticky situation, but something needs to be done.
How big of a loss to hip-hop is Nipsey Hussle?
Me personally, I don't know any of his tunes. But what happened to him was bad, man. Even when you saw it and the man were dragging him away and all, it's flipping horrid. Man, them need to stop killing each other and all that. Yeah, we just need to flip him. You get me? Get on and sort out our differences without knifing people and shooting people up and all that. It's dumb. Honestly, it's dumb. I mean, most importantly, my man's left behind kids. I'm sure he had a kid. I'm gonna leave that in there. I don't think I'm challenged. Yeah, he's had a wife or a fiance or whatever, like long London girl and all that. You get me? He's fans, he's set of fans and all that. It's mad. But I don't really know him or any songs that he did. So I can't really comment on that, to be honest. Any social media influences you like or dislike?
I ain't really got the energy to be... I got 3 kids under the age of 2. I ain't really got energy to be disliking anyone like that. I don't really care, to be honest. I just follow the set of people that I do. You know, even though I'm on social media a lot,
I just follow them. I'm just staying a little group of people that I'm in, and then I'll get whatever I need to get out, and then I'm gone again. Do you get what I'm saying? Right now, I'm just doing this podcast, and as soon as I get off this podcast, I'm going to bust the door, and then I'm just going to flip and play with my kids. Do you know what I'm saying? So I ain't really on social media looking at man's account and seeing this and seeing that. If a man says, yo, go and retweet that for me or blah, 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 I'll jump on and this, that, and the other. But I'm usually just on social media to get out whatever I need to get out, see a couple of responses, reply to them, make sure the thing's bubbling over, and then bam, I'm gone again. That's the way I handle social media. So I ain't really got energy to be looking at other people's social media and getting angry and disliking and liking and doing all that. Obviously, yeah, I follow my friends and all that, but apart from that, I don't really care, to be honest. that's bottom line, I don't really care. Like, do you know what I mean? It's not like I don't like or whatever, I don't really care. I've got more important things to be doing, to be honest. Who had the worst dress sense at Swansea City while you were there? Alan Tate. Willie Gray. Adrian Forbes is kind of bad as well. People are gonna say, but remember Adrian Forbes' dress sense. The wildest on the Western Road. Wildest. Some of his gear was wild. Heavy. Letting him get away with it, brother, and just bring it down Tatey like that. Some of Adrian Forbes' gear was wild. I see him on telly the other day. He kind of looked like kind of fixed up still. Had a little shirt on and all that. Yeah. Shout out Adrian Forbes. See you doing your thing. Come on. Johnson is free after serving a sentence. Has he got a future in football after what he did? But boy, other people have done worse. That's all I know. Yeah? And to come out and continue and had a career and this, that, and the other. So, I mean, he's done the time. So, let him try and, do you get me? Get by now, whatever. I don't know what kind of question, I don't know what you lot are trying to do there, but do you know what I mean? We all know what kind of situation it was as well. So let's not jump and try and do all of that. Do you know what I mean? That's dead. It's really, really dead. That's dead. I ain't even gonna talk too much if I start chatting. If I start chatting, I might close down the podcast. This is KV, in line with Shoot the Defense, the best podcast in the world.